In many countries, community health workers in rural areas have begun using smartphones to communicate with doctors at clinics and hospitals far away. But this communication goes beyond just talking. The newest smartphones have the ability to transmit data and images as well. One doctor from Johns Hopkins University wanted to see how well one kind of smartphone, Apple's iPhone, could transmit X-ray data. Radiologist Asim Chowdhury was hoping doctors could use the popular touchscreen phone to help diagnose one of the world's most common problems, appendicitis.
We thought, well, there's a lot of times where a physician having access to the medical imaging data as soon as possible could benefit patients. And then we wanted to see, well, if it's possible to get people the medical imaging data right away, is it going to be accurate for them to look at it? Can they get valid medical information out of it looking at it on a smartphone?
Chowdhury says in many places, X-rays and other scans are now recorded digitally rather than to film as they once were. So he took digital radiological scans called CAT scans of patients who had appendicitis and some who did not. He asked 5 different radiologists to look at the scans using their iPhones.
And we compared the accuracy of these radiologists looking at it on the iPhone with the accuracy using conventional means, which is a large, expensive computer workstation in the hospital. And we showed that the evaluation of the images on the iPhone pretty much matched the accuracy and the diagnostic ability when performed on a dedicated computer workstation.
The radiologists made an incorrect assessment less than 1% of the time using their smartphones. Chowdhury says that's the same rate of error as doctors make in the hospital.
A part of me strongly was wondering whether it would be this accurate, and that we were actually all surprised by the degree of accuracy.
Chowdhury says doctors have already tested this idea in many countries, but he adds it's still important to rigorously study whether smartphones enable doctors to accurately diagnose patients. He says he'll continue to research other creative ways to use this new technology. Chowdhury presented his findings at the recent annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.